here and call the meeting to order. Everyone do the roll call. Legislator Donaldson.
Present.
Present. Heidi Haynes.
Here.
Mary Warrow.
Here.
Julius Collins. All right. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Super late.
So moved.
Second. Here. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Well, you're up, Doctor. Thank you again for the tour.
Oh, no, thank you.
It's so
much easier after you get to see, you know, what we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, now it makes sense.
Yeah. Most of the update is to thank you. You know, the fact that you have taken the steps to make sure that we have the funds to do this. This has been a challenge, but we really believe in 3 years this place will be right back where it was, you know, 30 years ago. The major stuff will be done. Feeling really good about that. What we want to do is, if you had a chance to read or you saw the report that was sent from Dutchess, we want to spend just a little. Dutchess had an internal audit because they were running into some challenges. It was they went to the legislature again after each year going back requesting more money every year, and they did an audit and they found out that. There was no smoking gun. There was nothing that anyone did inappropriately. But what they've been doing is the additional money the county's been giving them and the money from their fund balance. They've spent over $2.5 million in fund balance to keep the tuition where it is. Dutchess has the lowest in the state. The Dutchess suffered the consequences because of that. You know, throughout the point, they can't sustain. You know, pretty much all of us at all 30 colleges have gone up to about the same, you know, 1 or 2% each year. So we've stayed, and we're doing really well because we're at the bottom of the pack. But if you look at what Dutchess was, nobody could understand how they could offer the program, you know, $1,500.
General fund. They were drawing down their fund balance, going back to the county to increase the county's contribution pretty much on an annual basis, which was then artificially deflating their tuition projections because they were relying on other sources of funding to really keep their tuition marketable and extremely low.
But they do have, they have a lot of students.
They do.
Comparative-wise.
They've lost 20% of the students in the last 8 years. So, you know, having a lot of students, you lose 20% of them. You just don't have the resources or the money to do it. They'll be okay. They're raising the tuition. They have to try to get it somewhere, you know, close to the rest of the pack. But I guess it was sent out to the legislature, so I want to make sure that, you know, I kind of give you an overview of what had happened.
I guess one of the things I was concerned about in reading that report was the forward-looking kind of projections that because of birth rate, that the next 4 or 5 years is going to see a loss of enrollment, and that was something that was of concern to me because you still have the same expenses, you still have to heat the place, you still have insurance and everything else associated with it, but there'll be fewer students. And
well, that's going to be a challenge for all community colleges.
Yes.
Well,
I suppose
so. And we have the numbers. We know pretty much what our enrollment is going to be. You know, the last 3 years we bucked the trend. We're the only community college except for North Country that had any growth in the last out of 30 community colleges. So we really, really did well. But we can't continue. You know, we milked it as much as we possibly can.
Now you were doing the public hearing on the June 11th.
Yeah.
Now, was the budget sent to the?
No, we haven't brought it to our board yet. So
okay.
We'll bring it to our board. Then
when is it going to the board?
May 21st.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
All right, and then once it goes to the board, then you're going to have it sent to the legislature,
yeah.
Particularly the Ways and Means Committee,
and whatever.
Because they get crazy sometimes. They get back and forth. One time they don't want it, then all of a sudden they get mad because they weren't given the budget long enough. And then when you give them long enough, they don't look at it, and then they ask all the questions at the budget hearing. So I figured the best way to do it is just cover all your bases.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to get that out as soon as the
point. Now, what do we have in this? What are there, is there going to be tuition increases?
Yeah, we're looking for the same as all the other community colleges.
What's the increase?
About 4%.
Which is?
$100 a semester.
And that's for, what about each course? Did that go up about 4%?
Individually, if it was part-time, part-time went to $5. Was it $5?
$10.
$10
$10
a credit.
And
a credit?
Is there an increase in what you're asking for the legislature?
No. No.
When was the last time you got an increase?
2 years ago.
And before that was?
They got a 1 point, what was that?
It went from 6.2 million to 6.4 million. That was about 2015. And I don't know previous to that.
Yeah, I don't know
what the maintenance budget was. It was historically always 6.2 million. I just don't know.
Right, so.
Well, the thing,
was there no consideration of asking more from the legislature?
Well, what we asked for was other things. We got them, the legislature now is providing a full-time recruiter for us that we would have had to pay out of our fund. So that allows the county not to increase their maintenance of effort, but also cover something that we needed covered. We never had computers put into the capital budget, which was like $100,000 a year. They now put that in there, so that's like another $100,000 a year.
And then doing that, the county's drawing down 50% of the state share on that, so it's only an impact to the county of 50, whereas we're netting the full 100,000, which historically had been in the operating budget.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, because, you know, we kind of worked a pretty good relationship with everyone, it's really helped out financially. And the fact that, you know, we're getting almost $30 million in capital projects in the next 3 years.
Have you met with the incoming county executive?
I'm on his transition team.
Oh, no, okay, that's right. That's
yeah. We got our first meeting today, so he's assigned me to to work with John Finch from the bank, and we're going to work with economic development, education, and one of his major points is the green collar training, so we're going to look at that. So we're looking forward to a good relationship with him.
Good.
So does that become an opportunity for the college then?
Yes. What we'll bring to our board is we just received, not officially yet, but we're going to get it. The state has provided workforce training for sustainable energy. So we're getting $625,000 to revamp our entire green collar energy training program with Sullivan. So it just seems like perfect timing, you know, at the same time that, you know, Pat's coming in looking to do this kind of training. We've had secured a grant for over $600,000 to really develop new curriculum for that area. That'd be slower, sustainable, energy efficient homes. So that's what, you know, that's what Pat looks for, and it's gonna help us, you know, we can design new curriculum and offer it as a college credit, as opposed, all the training we used to do for energy was, it's fee-based. That means students pay, we don't get anything from the state. We're going to make it into a two-year college program, which we can draw FTE dollars from. So it'll be a whole different change.
Now, what would the program be called?
It's going to be Applied Science and Occupational Science, an AOS degree, and they're new. It's opposed to an AA, which was an Associate of Applied Science. This is going to be an Associate of Occupational Science. And there are new programs for the state that allows us to do more vocational training without having to give so many general ed, like 30 credits in general ed, you need to get it for 18 and do more.
Certificate,
but also more courses designed right for the training of installing solar panels in your college credit right now.
That's great.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities. We're excited about it.
One of the other things that's important to kind of point out, you know, with the Dutchess County audit, if you look at where they were coming in, you know, their annual budget was roughly $66 million in 18-19. They're coming in at $69 million. That's showing that mid-year changes are happening and they're not keeping track of their budget to actual expenditures. So they're running over budget. So it's not only that they're going back to the legislature annually for increases, they're still running over what they're actually even projecting in their budget. So they're not...
Right. I think their problem was that they were... You know, they have, it's a large school, and I have a feeling that, you know, they had the money coming in, and they just weren't able, they weren't used to, like, here, everybody's been used to keeping the belt tight as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, the guy before you know, and the guy before him, always, you know, it's basically the idea that you better keep it tight.
Yeah. Well, it's a great-looking facility, and you've done a great job in improving it, for sure.
You know, John Dunn was their CFO for a long time over there.
Yeah.
And he built that fund balance to like $15 million.
Right.
So he did a heck of a job. But back in the heyday, when enrollment was increasing 3 and 4% of a year, with that many students, that's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, you really are making, you know, a profit. And you can take that money in.
When was back in the heyday-ish?
Well, it was back in the 90s.
Early or late?
It was in the late 90s. And then the recession was something that was pretty good, too. Whenever you hit a downturn in the market, people just, you
back to community colleges specifically.
You can't even have enough room for students. You know, I've gone through that cycle 3 or 4 times at different institutions. And you're just renting space here and there, and you feel like putting 30 in a class, and, you know, you look at your checkbook at the end of the year and go, wow, this is really a pretty good year. But then 3 years later, when everyone, it's a 3% unemployment rate, you know, that checkbook, you know, goes down because you're really barely paying your instructional costs. And what we have to do is, you know, we ask for less money in our budget than we did last year. But what's going to happen is we're also going to increase our expenses at a minimum of 2%. You know, salaries, you know, contract, health insurance kills you. So our expenses are going up, and our budgets are going to pretty much stay the same. Now our goal is to maintain that. And if you look at the projections of what happens in Ulster County, it's going to go down every year. So we need to be creative, come up with partnerships, and do things different just to maintain what we want. And we'll do it. We have no choice.
Well, again, thank you. You're doing a good job.
We got a good team.
Yeah.
Ready?
All right. Let's go through the resolutions. Resolution number 175, setting a public hearing on tentative budget, Ulster County Community College.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Ooh. Resolution 210.
All those in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. All those. I didn't do that?
No, we did.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear you do that. I just heard you. I heard it seconded.
I'm up your medication.
I forgot my medication. I'm sorry. You know what? The water got in my ears.
Yeah. All right. Resolution number 210, amending capital budget. Capital project number 466, SUNY Ulster gym wall repair replacement. Amending the 2019-2024 capital project funds in the Ulster. Okay.
Second.
Do you want to speak to that?
We showed you.
That's the wall.
That's the advancement to construction at this point.
Is that for the wall?
For the gym wall, yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about the gym wall. What had happened was, over the years, when the water freezes, it kind of separated the wall from the cinder blocks from the brick. The water just poured down inside there. Water and brick do not go well together. It's just, you know, eroded over the years, and now it's a bit apart. So we have somebody coming in and we're just going to tie it back into the wall.
Yeah. Great. So there was a. It was moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Thank you. Resolution 212, amending capital project. Capital project number 468, SUNY Ulster Vandalone Pedestrian Bridge, and amending the 2019-24 Capital Project Fund SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 214, amending capital project number 491 SUNY Ulster Facilities Master Plan and amending the 2019-2024 Capital Budget Fund.
I'll move
SUNY
it.
Ulster. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 216, establishing capital project number 542, SUNY Ulster HVAC upgrades campus-wide and amending the 2019-2024 capital project fund, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second? Dr. Roberts, since I saw some examples around campus, do you want to just speak to that?
Yeah, I was actually asking about that one anyway. I was wondering what buildings are included.
Vanillin and around back to Hardenburg. Most of the AC is just about on its last leg. But I brought over Jim and showed that we can't do the budget presentation in the student lounge this year because the air has been broken for a year. So I just wanted Jim to see that. You know, that's
where were you doing it?
We're in the cafeteria. Not as pretty, but it'll hold it on.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
One more side on your way back.
Resolution 218, establishing capital project number 545, SUNY Ulster, general furniture replacement and amending the 2019-2024 capital project fund.
Second.
All right, Dr. Roberts.
As we just went through, most of the furniture and the classrooms is literally 35 years old. I'm glad it was me and it wasn't somebody else, but it's just old. It needs to be replaced. So we're going to continue, and Jim saw some of the new furniture that we moved in, but we're probably about 1/10 as far as getting the furniture around. So it's going to be a slow process over the years.
What will this cover?
We have 8 classrooms right now, and we're doing the Trio Center downstairs. We just finished doing the registrar's office, and it will be a classroom that we just went through.
Is that what this resolution is going to cover?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is $300,000 that'll be used with DASNY. And it's also transitioning from the single seater desks to the tables where they can plug in. They have all the computer apparatus. Students are now bringing laptops. That's kind of the new phase, so that they can access any kind of internet services that they need. So switching to tables, and like Dr. Al said, it's the 8 classrooms, primarily focused in Hardenburg, but also some Trio space in Vanderlyn and some other office area space for the students. They're looking for more like the collaborative learning spaces. One of the big things we're seeing with the expansion of developmental services that we're providing, students want to work in smaller groups. So we're transitioning from those large round tables to smaller tables that you can configure together so that the teacher can work one-on-one with students if need be, or 1 or 3 students to a teacher. So it's really beneficial. We've been working with DASNY and the design team to really focus on how to make the space work for the teachers in the classrooms. It's been a really great advantage.
And you said this is about 10%? The need is?
Well, this is like 1/10, 10%.
Yeah.
It'll be a slow process. Plus, if we have the furniture that's modern, we will move it to the older place. Mm-hmm. We're kind of juggling the furniture to get the very best that we have.
You're good. Great. So I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And resolution number 220, approving the execution of the contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Gateway Community Industries, Inc., Office of the Aging.
Have you gotten any calls on this, sir?
No, I have not.
Looks like it's a 1-year extension.
Yeah, for food.
I just have one question regarding this. What did I just notice? Well, the
gateway, right? Do they offer kosher meals?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
And I don't know if there's a...
I think they may.
I don't know if there's need for them or not. I was just looking at...
I think it would depend on if there's need, if they request.
Yeah, I see
if
three...
If there's a request, I see they do that.
Yeah, I see 3C. It does include religious ethnic diets.
Yes, that's where I was
but,
reading it. Where is that?
It is 3C.
I think it's page 17 of your...
If funding allows.
Cost more money for kosher? Or whatever the case would be?
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like there's a process for determining.
Yeah, that's
what I was just referring to. Right here. What about over here?
They're just describing
the
therapeutic. They're not.
Religious, ethnic diets, if funding allows. Okay, I was just curious. I would really clearly, and I think we could all be in agreement, I won't speak for the board, but that should be an option.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I believe it is an option, and she said, you know, I'm surprised that you weren't called about this.
Yeah.
And I think because of the transition that was going on, they're not following up. But Ken Cradell used to come.
Do you think Ken's coming to our meeting?
Yeah. Well, Ken Cradell used to come all the time, but then, you know, that's changed, of course. Well, now he's in Albany, thank God. Oh, excuse me.
So we'll request that in the future there'll be someone here.
Yeah, we will forgive them at this point because, I mean, it is a one-year contract. They should be explaining me a little bit about it, but, I mean, we understand what it is. And we did tour that last year, so, if you remember.
Right? No, another tour I missed.
Yeah.
I always missed the tour.
Yeah. You and me both.
Except the jail tour. I seem to manage to get that one every time. 3-hour tour.
All right. So you're suggesting you're going to move
tour. I'm afraid they might keep me.
I agree with Dave, though, on that. And I know we're kind of in a holding pattern right now. But moving forward, I completely agree.
So I'll move it.
All right. Do we have a second?
It is a, looks like the timing is required to do this kind of now.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, move down to food. All right, no business?
Yeah, the only thing is we had a discussion last time in reference to the tagging buses and anything. I did have a conversation with the incoming county exec, and he's interested in possibly pursuing that. So,
and we have a plan. We've reached out, and we're going to be able to make contact with all 9 school districts. We're getting a new our instructor of the department chair for the art department is retiring. So we're getting we're advertising right now, but the new person will come in and actually coordinate that. We'll get the projects, bring it back in the spring, judge it, and hopefully have one to make a recommendation. But we ran it by the folks. And
all right, so when Pat comes in, we'll have we'll get a meeting or He seems very open to a lot of things. He seems like he's somebody who listens well.
Well, I think the transition team, what he's trying to do is to really spread everybody out so he listens to the folks. He's going to bring back recommendations. So it seems like he's off to a good start. It was a good, very robust meeting this morning. People were very
good. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of my hopes for him. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, that... West Point training comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with him.
Yeah, I'm sure he runs a good meeting.
He did.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Second?
Second.
Thank you all.
Aye.